As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today we're talking about the legacy of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Dr. Gonzalez, during his medical career here in New York City, developed the Gonzalez Protocol, which is a unique approach to cancer, but not just cancer, other diseases, because he believed that therapies had to be individualized to a patient's metabolic type. And over the years, he wrote numerous books. He recorded case studies. Dr. Diller, is there any demonstration that this really works? Because, you know, there are a lot of therapies, a lot of books that talk about the potential for therapies to work. But Dr. Gonzalez was scrupulously documented his cases. In fact, he actually participated in a study at Columbia University, which he was disappointed in because he thought it was designed to fail and demonstrate that his therapies were worthless. It was very, I think it was, he was really heartbroken about the results of that because although he was an alternative physician, he really sought to mainstream his therapies and make them part of our armamentarium against cancer. It was a disappointment to him. So what about that?
So, talking about the clinical trial, I think it was in 1993, the director of the NCI invited him to present his cases to as an effort to evaluate the non-traditional cancer therapies, and he did. He presented 25 cases representing a variety of prognosis of terminal malignancies, including lung cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, etc. And then it turned out that the NCI offered another possibility to do a clinical trial with suffering inoperable adenocarcinoma of the pancreas. And as you said, it failed because it was meant to do that. And later on, he wrote a book called What Went Wrong to show exactly what went wrong, right? And the official bodies just admitted what went wrong. I can tell a couple of things that I can remember. There was a lack of lead. There was lack of compliance. There was lack of informed consent for every case. There was lack of authorship that they didn't include Gonzalez or Dr. Isaacs in this study. They didn't let a fine-tuning, because we were talking about really personalized, truly personalized protocol. And then it's not one size all. I mean, you may just determine the metabolic type, and through the course of the treatment, it may change because you're just giving supplements and detox, etc. So the tune of the autonomic nervous system change along the treatment. So you have to fine tune, give some more supplements on one end or the other end. And it was not allowed in the study. Mm-hmm. And the guy who led that study was also leading another study with a new chemo at that time. I think it was gemcitabine. So there was a sort of bias, and those are the reasons why it failed, but he just published two books, hundreds of patients living more than expected, right? So the success rate was 85% to 90% for most of the cases, and we just really digged into those cases to really understand the details of the protocol, and I'm happy that we did it well, and then we can offer this protocol to everybody.
Yeah, and also there's a good book that summarizes his work called The Maverick MD. Some of yeah. his books, frankly, are very much clinician oriented because you know, he was a brilliant a genius in fact, and but his books I think might be a little less accessible to lay people. But the Maverick MD book is a good summary of his work and his life.
Yeah, okay. It's a kind of biography.
I'm sorry?
It's kind of biography yeah. With what he has done in parallel.
Indeed. So, okay, so we're talking about the components of the Gonzalez protocol, you know, the individualized metabolic typing that leads to a diet suggestion anywhere along the broad spectrum between a carnivore diet and a vegan diet and everywhere mm-hmm. in between. And some people yeah. were on intermediate diets. The common denominator, of course, was no junk, you know, avoid sugar, avoid processed foods, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Then there's the supplements. And, you know, leading the hit parade among the supplements were pancreatic enzymes. And, yeah. you know, some of us are familiar with pancreatic enzymes because they help us digest if we have chronic diarrhea. Maybe we have an enzyme deficiency, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. It's even got an acronym, EPI, it's now called. And you can go get your pancreatic enzymes on prescription. But that's not what this is. This is pancreatic enzymes for another purpose.
Yeah. So let me explain this. This goes back to Dr. John Beard, and it's a model of trophoblast model of cancer, right? Quickly summarizing this, Dr. Beard noticed that the transformation from trophoblast to stable placenta and embryo occurs at the same time as the pancreas appears in the development, fetal development, and secrete pancreatic enzymes. So he hypothesized that these enzymes are the regulatory signal to control this transformation. And he also observed that 15% of the trophoblasts are distributed throughout the body, where they reside in and dormant, stay in dormant in different tissues and organs. So once there's a trigger, like radiation or smoking or any kind of trauma or heavy metals or any cancerogenic exposure, they wake up where they sleep and then resume their cancerous properties and make you cancer. He also realized something else, that's the properties of trophoblasts are exactly the same properties of the cancer cells. So I may say kind of boldly, you have to be cancer to be born healthy. So those properties, mm-hmm. you probably know of invasive, undifferentiated, proliferative, angiogenic, what else, reduced cell adhesion and secretion of human chorionic gonadotropin. And what happens in day 56 of the fetus, trophoblast becomes placenta and the pancreatic enzymes just start secreting. So that's the whole idea where this happens. But it's been forgotten for maybe a century because at that time, a lady called Marie Curie, Madame Curie, you
yes.
probably know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he
discoverer
convinced everybody.
Of X-rays. Yeah.
Yes. He discovered X-rays and he convinced everybody that it is safe to and effective to use X-rays to treat cancer. And you know what? She died of X-ray exposure. Yeah. I've been to Madame Curie's institute in Paris, France. Mm-hmm. And you can't get to her office without X-ray shields, etc., etc. So, well, what happened? I mean, she got the Nobel Prize at the end of the day. And what happened with the trophoblast tear of cancer? It's just buried and got forgotten, and Dr. Beard died in obscurity. And then in 60s, there's this orthodontist called Dr. William Donald Kelly from Texas. He got pancreatic cancer, and he used larger beer theory and went on to develop a nutritional-based do-it-yourself home cure for cancer, which is over 90% effective. And Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez's road just crossed with the orthodontist Dr. Kelly, and Dr. Kelly became Dr. Gonzalez's mentor in a way. So they just worked together for a long time, and then when they are separated, Dr. Gonzalez made some adjustments so that the protocol works for every type of cancer.
So
that's the whole issue of the enzyme.
But to be clear, this is these pancreatic enzymes. It's not like, okay, you know, I listen to this radio program and I have cancer and I'm just going to go to the health food store and get some pancreatic enzymes and, you know, I'm going to take them indiscriminately. That's not how it works. They have to be special, potent pancreatic enzymes that have to be taken in a certain way in high amounts, right?
In high amounts, at least 75 to 100 capsules a day, depending on the cancer type and depending on the metabolic type, right? And he personally designed the pancreatic enzyme. He's been to New Zealand to design, because I mean the pasture is organic and the pigs, the pork is in New Zealand are much more toxic free, I would say. So he's been there and he's assigned a company. I'm not going to give the name of the company on the show, but so it's not only every enzyme, it's just one or two brands who work. The other ones are for just digestive support for everybody, but not for the protocol.
Now, and then when it comes to other supplements, there are other supplements here. And, you know, you might think traditionally, you know, from the armamentarium of integrative and functional medicine, there are some anti-cancer supplements. We know that things like EGCG from green tea and curcumin from turmeric and sulforaphane from cabbage family vegetables may have anti-cancer properties. But Dr. Gonzalez used a very unique array of supplements. And again, not one size fits all. It kind of depended on your metabolic type, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I said before, I mean, metabolic type is adjusted by your autonomic nervous system. And if you're a sympathetic dominant, which means that you're running more acidic, you'd be eating more vegetables, fruits, etc., etc. And the default primary fuel here would be the carbohydrates from grains and vegetables. So for this kind of people, you probably give certain nutrients and minerals selectively, stimulate either branch of the autonomic nervous system. So that's the kind of the idea behind the protocol. For example, magnesium and potassium seem to have parasympathetic stimulating, as well as chromium and manganese. On the other hand, if calcium and phosphorus have vagolytic or sympathetic stimulating effect, as well as zinc. For example, what else I could say? For sympathetic stimulation, you can give B12, inositol, pantothenic acid, vitamin A and E. And for the other parasympathetic arm, you give the other B vitamins, the thiamine, the pyridoxine, folate, or niacinamide could be given. We also look at the hair test and the blood test, and if we see any deficiency, we of course we just replace this deficiency. But generally, it's like this. And for the parasympathetic dominant persons, they tend to run more alkaline. And their default primary fuel here would be lipids and fats. And I said before, but it's good to repeat once more, the key macro minerals for higher calcium and phosphorus and their magnesium and potassium intake should be just enough only.
Mm-hmm. So in other words,
and for the balance types.
I'm sorry.
For the balance type, they can. For the balance type.
And there's what are called balance types, which are sort of in the middle, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes. Balance types can have a wide range of nitrate intake of moderate amounts. But although we understand from his schematic nomenclature, they may lean to one side or another slightly. Mm-hmm. So we do these hair tests and other tests every 3 months or every 6 months to see where the patient is going.
Right. So it does require active management, and that's why they have the Gonzalez faculty physicians who are designated trained in that. And that's accessible through the website, by the way, to get in touch with those doctors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
they're all over the world, and rather few and far between, but they are accessible to people in the United States who are, most of whom are listening.
Ron, just one thing. They need to apply to the website, the GonzalezProtocol.com, and write a letter of their condition and send all their files, medical files, and then they get a sort of screening. And if they are okay with the screening, that means that they can benefit from the protocol, then they can access to the doctors, practitioners, the guardians. Yeah.
And finally, there's detoxification. And detoxification is really important here, and it includes coffee enemas. Dr. Gonzalez is a big fan of coffee enemas, but there are other detoxification procedures which need to be employed.
Yes, true. So let me talk a little bit about the detoxification before getting into the details of the coffee enema. Proper detoxification is a critical pillar for the success of the protocol. It's actually a rate-limiting step for the protocol. So if for any reason a patient cannot do this detox routine, it is considered an exclusion criteria. So let me tell you why do we do this detox. And there are a couple of reasons for that. Cancer and other degenerative chronic diseases are fundamentally toxic conditions already, so the cells cannot excrete the metabolites inside. The body's repair mechanisms are damaged. The detox mechanisms in organs like liver, kidney, skin, and lung, they're oversaturated, and these organs become insufficient to clean the body. The extra toxicity drugs used also add to the toxicity. And as you said in the first part, the dead tumor cells, if they're using any chemo or any other drugs that kill the cancer cells, and if those cancer cells are not removed from the body, they can create a tumor lysis syndrome known as Herxheimer's reaction. Mm-hmm. And above all, there is the toxicity of the environment, Ron. I mean, true for everybody. I mean, in your food, in your inhaled air, in the water. I'm just writing a book about the toxicity right now, and then I asked a couple of students in the faculty. So a lady gets in touch with at least 35 chemicals during a day, and the men 25. So they're just absorbed and gets into the body, and they accumulate, right? Mm-hmm. So all these toxins that I listed here should be removed by detox routines within the program. And we have a couple of different routines. Some are daily routines, some are weekly routines, and some are monthly routines. The daily routines are coffee enemas and skin brushing. We do skin brushing to stimulate the lymphatic drainage. We do weekly baths with salt, soda, or vinegar, again depending on the metabolic type of the patient. We do bentonite enemas, we do castor or olive oil soak as well. And for the monthly, we do the liver flush, colon cleanse, or juice fasting, again depending on the metabolic type, so we don't do it blindly. So those are the detox that we do within the Gonzalez protocol. And you ask about the coffee enemas, right? Afterwards. So the coffee enemas, well, when I ask a patient to do the coffee enema, they have never heard about this, right? So it's a kind of weird thing for them. But once they start doing the coffee enema, their sense of well-being increased, their distress is relieved, etc. And I mean, Dr. Gonzalez or his mentor, Dr. Kayla, didn't find this coffee enema out of the blue. It is just that it existed in the nurse books and the Bible of the so-called Bible of the medical treatment. We are not using that anymore.
Yeah, it was
anymore,
in the Merck manual until mid-20th century, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Beginning of the 70s, so people were using this for migraine, for arthritis, for myalgia, or chronic fatigue, and even for septic shock, right? I mean, it's proven to be effective. And why do we do the coffee enema? Because, I mean, there's so much abundance of nerve endings in the colon, so you just stimulate them. And it stimulates and supports the liver function as well as the bile flow. And it's not only that, Ron, it's just, you know, there is an axis maybe we didn't know 20 years or 30 years ago, but there is a gut-brain axis, right?
Yeah.
So the nerve endings just happen to stimulate the brain areas where the autonomic nervous system is predominantly active in the brain. So it generally stimulates all the detox organs to work normally and then get rid of all the toxins that I listed before. So this is a very important...
And by the way, it had to be organic caffeinated coffee, not Starbucks, you know, mocha latte, you know, with cream and sugar. You know, that's not going to work.
Yeah. This is very true. And the other thing is that we come across some patients saying that, how can you put a hot coffee in your colon, right? I mean, we're not putting hot coffee in the colon. It's just with the body temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing is that, for example, for cancer patients, we do two coffee enemas per day, and for non-cancer cases, we just do it once.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you know, an effective protocol, but not for the faint-hearted. It's a challenging protocol, and you can find out more about it at the website. It's GonzalezProtocol.com. And, you know, two options. One, you know, if you have a serious, challenging problem, if you have cancer or if you have a challenging medical condition that's not been amenable to conventional care, you can undertake the protocol if you got the wherewithal to do it and the motivation. Alternatively, there is a kind of a quick path to getting some basic familiarity with the metabolic typing. And let's mention that option once again, because I think for every person who applies to become a patient, we'll probably find about 10 or 20 people who are going to say, great, not for me, but I would like to get metabolically typed. So what's the website for that?
Yeah, it's again the GonzalezProtocol.com. So you go to the Gonzalez Metabolic Typing self-tests with to sort your seven basic metabolic diets. You complete a multiple choice test with 96 questions, and then you get a beautiful 18-page illustrated nutritional plan and a shopping list, right? And it doesn't require a blood work, but it's just to remind that it's just a nutritional plan recommendation. It's not the protocol.
Fantastic. Well, you know, congratulations to you and your colleagues, and to Mrs. Gonzalez for preserving the wonderful legacy of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. It was a sad day when he passed untimely in 2015, and I was concerned that his legacy would be lost forever. But as a result of your concerted efforts, it lives on, and countless patients will continue to benefit. So thanks very much for joining us. Well, and thanks, by the way, for staying up late, because the logistics of this is that this is 4 o'clock New York time that we started. It's midnight in Istanbul, so it's near 1 o'clock. And I think you have availed yourself of possibly a coffee enema, or at least some oral Turkish coffee to stay up this late.
That's not the same, but yeah, you're right. I mean, one last thing is that our mission is to make the Gonzalez Protocol one of the major options for every cancer patient, and change the course of the cancer disease and the fate of the patients down the road. And the Gonzalez Protocol, I can announce that, is on a roll. And I really appreciate, Ron, that you started beating the drum for the Gonzalez Protocol.
Indeed.
And I appreciate it.
And let's get your name straight, because it's Dr. Sarper, S-A-R-P-E-R, correct? D-I-L-E-R, last name, Diller. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.